Next topic of discussion for searchsecurity.com's 2012 mobile security survey data results is bring your own device or don't. An interesting data point that we called from the results was that this surprised me a bit, was that 83% of companies said they supply employees with mobile devices. Now, Rob, I know you had some thoughts on what exactly that might mean.
First off, we're still in a transition period. Companies are still issuing BlackBerries. Take a look at the financial industry, and you see a lot of guys on Wall Street carrying not only an Android phone or an iPhone, but they're also carrying a BlackBerry so they can tap into their corporate email because they haven't. They've decided that they've invested in BlackBerry Enterprise Server, and they're going to continue to use it. And I think, Eric, you've either written or spoke with experts that said that there are some security considerations with the BlackBerry Enterprise Server.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing, the most security-focused organizations in the world, like the NSA, start to develop their own versions of Android because they realize the future is probably not on the BlackBerry platform. But that said, organizations today, like government, financial services, and the like, that need the best security you can provide, obviously use BlackBerry and have used it for some time, meaning that, in addition to the, just the investment they made in the technology, their user populations being used to those devices, they've made application infrastructure investments as well. So they have applications that are built to run on BlackBerries in many cases. And so it's not as easy to transition away from those devices as many might think.
Now, I don't think that BYOD is really a decision when it comes to mobile devices. I mentioned the term transition. You're going to be pushed if you're an IT organization. Your upper level management, they're going to want to bring in an iPad or the cool new Google Nexus 7-inch tablet. They're going to want to use that. They're going to want to connect to their email, and that is what's driving BYOD within the organization. Maybe not necessarily with laptops, but definitely with these mobile platforms.
And we'll touch on that more in a minute in our next segment, but certainly one of the takeaways for me was that it may suggest the BYOD, bring your own device, hype right now maybe is just hype. Maybe companies have not yet transitioned widely to a BYOD model. I think, there are plenty of reasons to think that that will happen in the coming years, simply from a cost and an ease of management standpoint when, mobile device management platforms are exist in more enterprises. But for now, I think for the, security conscious organizations out there, it's just easier to say, here's your device, we own it, and we govern what your access is, what you can and can't do on this device. And it's the only mobile, quote-unquote, mobile device, as in smartphone, that you're going to be able to use to access, our network and our data.
Maybe in the financial sector, maybe obviously it's some very high security government agencies, but I think that the majority of organizations out there, it's not really a decision. They are being pushed by their employees to go towards BYOD when it comes to mobile. And just my two cents.
Absolutely. And with that, let's transition to our next segment, which talks a little bit more about BYOD, mobile security, and what is or isn't acceptable risk.